In Jerusalem, a Palestinian gunman opened fire on a bus at a busy intersection. He killed two people, including a 16-year-old girl. Dozens more were injured. Israeli police shot the gunman dead. Israeli officials say that despite today's attack, they expect Israeli tanks and troops to pull out of one West Bank city later tonight. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The number 25 bus coming from the Jewish suburbs of East Jerusalem was packed with passengers, among them a group of teenage girls coming home from school. The bus stopped at a red light at a large intersection on the northern edge of the city. One of the passengers, Mazal Amzalem, describes what happened. The gunman stood opposite the bus and started shooting in long bursts without stopping, she said. I put my head down and then I pushed the young girl sitting next to me towards the ground. Then I started to pray, she said. Two Israeli policemen stationed at the intersection, a passing soldier and a civilian, all opened fire on the gunman. The attack was captured by a police surveillance camera and grainy footage of the shooting shown on Israel television. About 10 of the bus's windows were shattered and the side of the bus was pockmarked with bullet holes. Articles of clothing were strewn about the intersection. Israeli police spokesman Gil Kleinman describes the attacker.
From what we understand, he was a 34-year-old Palestinian from Hebron area with a green identity card from the Palestinian Authority. That's what the information we have right now.
You know,
we heard that the Jihad Islamic took responsibility for that attack.
The Islamic Jihad has taken responsibility for several recent attacks on Israelis. Israeli government spokesman Danny Seaman says the shooting just proves Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is not doing enough to crack down on Islamist militants.
Arafat, despite all the nice things he says on television, is not fulfilling his part of the agreement. With him, talk is cheap. There are no actions on the part of Arafat. The only actions on the part of Palestinians are what we see here. The Palestinians started the violence. They're the only ones who can stop it. And until they do, Israel will take care of its own interests.
In a statement, the Palestinian Authority condemned the attack and ordered its security services to bring the perpetrators to justice. The attack came as Israel was preparing to withdraw from Qalqilya, one of the Palestinian-run cities in the West Bank that Israel took over after the assassination of an Israeli cabinet minister last month. Israel's incursions into the West Bank had strained relations with the Bush administration, which repeatedly called on Israel to withdraw. Many Israeli analysts say that strain is why Prime Minister Ariel Sharon postponed a planned trip to Washington next week. Some Israeli analysts say today's shooting in Jerusalem shows that even when Israel takes over Palestinian areas of the West Bank, it can't stop attacks. But government spokesman Seaman says that despite international criticism, the incursions were worth it.
These are the ones that have succeeded. There's a lot more that we succeeded in preventing. There's so many incidents right now that just proves why we have to be there. And again, We're not expecting them to succeed because we can't succeed ourselves. But there is no effort whatsoever, except for an effort to appear on television by Arafat. There's no other effort on his part to curb terrorism.
Israeli officials say the pullout from Qalqilya is a test case, and they hope to withdraw from all Palestinian areas soon. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.